Whether you know it or not, that's how I know your time has come.
She limped and wheezed until he could stand the slowness no longer. He plucked her up in his arms, carrying her like he would a child. She weighed less than a big sack of potatoes.
You should have ridden to market in the cart, he squeezed her. Whatever possessed you to walk all that way when Midge is perfectly willing to pull you up the mountain path as well as down?
Midge is getting old. Her bones ache.
Amma was old enough to be his great-great-grandmother.
The donkey isn't as old as you are,
she cackled. He loved her odd laugh as much as he loved the old woman. He put her down beside the tree stump she often used as a stool when she sat in her yard. Her body folded without much grace, and she plunked down with a whoomph escaping her lips. She dug in the cloth bag that dangled from a long strap over her shoulders.
I'm not going to tell you all that I've already told you about finding your own dragon.
Cantor nodded.
Remember, only one is your match, and don't settle for something less than that perfect companion.
You are going to tell me, aren't you? She wagged her head.
No, only the important things.
You've lectured me all my life that everything you tell me is important.
She pulled out a small wheel of cheese.
Put this in your knapsack.
He ran into the house to gather up his traveling bag and a few essentials. When he returned, Amma had several things in her lap.
Hold that bag open.
He did, and she dropped in a flint, a couple of Appletons, and a pouch of gold and silver traps, coins used in all the realms. She handed him a hat shaped like the top of a mushroom, with a bill on the front to shade his eyes. She'd managed to sew the object to a perfect fit, and the colorful patches indicated she'd used a bit of cloth from every scrap in her trimmings bag.
Put it on.
She looked up at him.
Have you got your flute and a bar of soap?
He shook his head.
Well?
Amma prodded when he didn't move. Cantor made another trip into the house and grabbed his comb as well as the soap, his mouth organ as well as the flute, and a rag to wash with, just in case Amma asked if he had one. She stood when he came out again. By stretching, she could loop the strap of his knapsack over his head. He helped by ducking into it and putting one arm through, so the sack hung at his side. She grabbed the front of his shirt and pulled him closer, kissing his cheeks and patting his chest. Today, it would seem, he was honorable apprentice.